Section 2 continued, Part B covered services O through Y. Opioid use disorder treatment services. Medicare covers opioid use disorder treatment services in opioid treatment programs. The services include medication, like methadone, buprenorphine, naltrexone, and naloxone, counseling, drug dialysis, individual and group therapy, intake activities, and periodic assessments. Medicare covers counseling, therapy services, and assessments both in person and by virtual delivery, using audio and video communication technology, like your phone or a computer. Medicare pays doctors and other providers for office-based opioid use disorder treatment, including management, care coordination, psychotherapy, and counseling activities. Under original Medicare, you won't have to pay any co-payments for these services if you get them from an opioid treatment program provider who's enrolled in Medicare. However, the Part B deductible still applies. Talk to your doctor or other healthcare provider to find out where to go for these services. You can also visit medicare.gov/talk-to-someone and select Opioid Treatment Program Services to find a program near you. Medicare Advantage plans must also cover opioid treatment program services. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, your current opioid treatment program must be Medicare enrolled to make sure your treatment stays uninterrupted. If not, you may have to switch to a Medicare enrolled opioid treatment program. Since Medicare Advantage plans are able to apply co-payments to opioid treatment program services, you should check with your plan to see if you have to pay a co-payment. Outpatient hospital services. Medicare covers many diagnostic and treatment services you get as an outpatient from a Medicare participating hospital. Generally, you pay 20% of the Medicare approved amount for your doctor's or other healthcare provider services. You may pay more for services you get in a hospital outpatient setting than you'll pay for the same care in a doctor's office. In addition to the amount you pay the doctor, you'll also usually pay the hospital a co-payment for each service you get in a hospital outpatient setting, except for certain preventive services that don't have a co-payment. In most cases, the co-payment can't be more than the Part A hospital stay deductible for each service. The Part B deductible applies, except for certain preventive services. If you get hospital outpatient services in a critical access hospital, your co-payment may be higher and may exceed the Part A hospital stay deductible. Cost and coverage. Visit medicare.gov/procedure-price-lookup to get cost estimates for hospital outpatient procedures done in hospital outpatient departments. Outpatient medical and surgical services and supplies. Medicare covers approved procedures, like x-rays, casts, stitches, or outpatient surgeries. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for doctor or other healthcare provider services. You generally pay a co-payment for each service you get in a hospital outpatient setting. In most cases, the co-payment can't be more than the Part A hospital stay deductible for each service you get. The Part B deductible applies, and you pay all costs for items or services that Medicare doesn't cover. Physical therapy. Medicare covers evaluation and treatment for injuries and diseases that change your ability to function, or to improve or maintain current function or slow decline, when your doctor or other healthcare provider certifies you need it. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. The Part B deductible applies. Preventive service, pneumococcal shots. Medicare covers pneumococcal shots, or vaccines, to help prevent pneumococcal infections, like certain types of pneumonia. The two shots protect against different strains of the bacteria. Medicare covers the first shot at any time, and also covers a different second shot if it's given 1 year or later, after the first shot. Talk with your doctor or other healthcare provider to see if you need one or both of the pneumococcal shots. You pay nothing for these shots if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment for giving the shots. Preventive service, prostate cancer screenings. Medicare covers digital rectal exams and prostate-specific antigen, PSA, Tests once every 12 months for men over 50, starting the day after your 50th birthday. For the digital rectal exam, you pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. The Part B deductible applies. You also pay a co-payment in a hospital outpatient setting. You pay nothing for the PSA test. Prosthetic/orthotic items. Medicare covers these prosthetic/orthotics when a Medicare-enrolled doctor or other healthcare provider orders them. Arm, leg, back, and neck braces, artificial eyes, artificial limbs, and their replacement parts, and prosthetic devices needed to replace an internal body organ or function of the organ, including ostomy supplies, parenteral and enteral nutrition therapy, and some types of breast prostheses after a mastectomy. For Medicare to cover your prosthetic or orthotic, you must go to a supplier that's enrolled in Medicare. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. The Part B deductible applies. Important: durable medical equipment, prosthetics, orthotics, and supplies, DMEPOS, competitive bidding program, to get an off-the-shelf back, or knee, brace in most areas of the country. You generally must use specific suppliers called contract suppliers. Otherwise, Medicare won't pay and you'll likely pay full price. See page 40 for more information. Pulmonary rehabilitation programs. Medicare covers a comprehensive pulmonary rehabilitation program if you have moderate to very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, and have a referral from the doctor treating this chronic respiratory disease. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount if you get the service in a doctor's office. You also pay a co-payment per session if you get the service in a hospital outpatient setting. The Part B deductible applies. Rural health clinic services. Rural health clinics provide many outpatient primary care and preventive health services in rural and underserved areas. Generally, you pay 20% of the charges. The Part B deductible applies. You pay nothing for most preventive services. Second surgical opinions. Medicare covers a second surgical opinion in some cases for medically necessary surgery that isn't an emergency. In some cases, Medicare covers third surgical opinions. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. The Part B deductible applies. Preventive service, sexually transmitted infection, STI. Screenings and counseling. Medicare covers STI screenings for chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, and/or hepatitis B. Medicare covers these screenings if you're pregnant or at increased risk for an STI when your primary care provider orders the tests. Medicare covers these tests once every 12 months or at certain times during pregnancy. Medicare also covers up to two individual, 20 to 30 minute, face-to-face, high-intensity behavioral counseling sessions each year if you're a sexually active adult at increased risk for STIs. Medicare will only cover these counseling sessions with a primary care doctor in a primary care setting, like a doctor's office. Medicare won't cover counseling as a preventive service in an inpatient setting, like a skilled nursing facility. You pay nothing for these services if your primary care doctor or other qualified health care provider accepts assignment. Shots or vaccines. Part B covers flu shots. See page 41. Hepatitis B shots. See page 42. Pneumococcal shots. See page 48. Coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19, vaccine. See page 37. Medicare drug coverage. Part D generally covers all other recommended adult immunizations, like shingles, tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis vaccines, to prevent illness. Talk to your provider about which ones are right for you. Speech-language pathology services. Medicare covers medically necessary evaluation and treatment to regain and strengthen speech and language skills. This includes cognitive and swallowing skills, or to improve or maintain current function or slow decline, when your doctor or other healthcare provider certifies you need it. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. The Part B deductible applies. Surgical dressing services. Medicare covers medically necessary treatment of a surgical or surgically treated wound. You pay nothing for the supplies and 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for your doctor or other health care provider services. You pay a set copayment for these services when you get them in a hospital outpatient setting. The Part B deductible applies. Telehealth. Medicare covers certain telehealth services provided by a doctor or other healthcare provider who's located elsewhere using audio and video communication technology, like your phone or a computer. Telehealth can provide many services that generally occur in person, including office visits, psychotherapy, consultations, and certain other medical or health services, but only when you're at an office or other medical facility located in a rural area. You can get certain Medicare telehealth services without being in a rural healthcare setting, including monthly end-stage renal disease, ESRD, visits for home dialysis, services for diagnosis, evaluation, or treatment of symptoms of an acute stroke wherever you are, including in a mobile stroke unit, services to treat a substance use disorder or a co-occurring mental health disorder, sometimes called a dual disorder, in your home. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for your doctor or other health care provider services. The Part B deductible applies. For most of these services, you'll pay the same amount you would if you got the services in person. Compare Medicare Advantage plans and providers who are part of certain Medicare Accountable Care Organizations, ACOs, may offer more telehealth benefits than original Medicare. For example, these telehealth benefits may be available no matter where you're located, and you may be able to use them at home instead of going to a healthcare facility. Check with your plan to see what benefits they offer. If your provider participates in an ACO, check with them to see what telehealth benefits may be available. See pages 113 and 114. Tests. Medicare covers X-rays, MRIs, CT scans, EKG/ECGs, and some other diagnostic tests. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. The Part B deductible applies. If you get the test at a hospital as an outpatient, you also pay the hospital a copayment that may be more than 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. In most cases, this amount can't be more than the Part A hospital stay deductible. See Laboratory Services on page 44 for other Part B covered tests. Transitional Care Management Services. Medicare may cover this service if you're returning to your community after a stay at certain facilities, like a hospital or skilled nursing facility. The healthcare provider who's managing your transition back into the community will work to coordinate and manage your care for the first 30 days after you return home. They'll work with you, your family, caregivers, and other providers. You'll also get an in-person office visit within 2 weeks of your return home. The healthcare provider may also review information on the care you received in the facility, provide information to help you transition back to living at home, work with other care providers, help you with referrals or arrangements for follow-up care or community resources, help you with scheduling, and help you manage your medications. The Part B deductible and coinsurance apply. Transplants and immunosuppressive drugs. Medicare covers doctor services for heart, lung, kidney, pancreas, intestine, and liver transplants under certain conditions, but only in Medicare-certified facilities. Medicare also covers bone marrow and cornea transplants under certain conditions. Note: Medicare may cover transplant surgery as a hospital inpatient service under Part A. See pages 27 to 28. Medicare covers immunosuppressive drugs if Medicare paid for the transplant. You must have Part A at the time of the covered transplant, and you must have Part B at the time you get immunosuppressive drugs. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for the drugs. The Part B deductible applies. If you're thinking about joining a Medicare Advantage plan and are on a transplant waiting list or think you need a transplant, check with the plan before you join to make sure your doctors, other healthcare providers, and hospitals are in the plan's network. Also, check the plan's coverage rules for prior authorization. Note: Medicare drug coverage, Part D, covers immunosuppressive drugs if Part B doesn't cover them. Medicare pays the full cost of care for your kidney donor. You and your donor won't have to pay a deductible, coinsurance, or any other costs for their hospital stay. Travel. Medicare generally doesn't cover health care while you're traveling outside the U.S. The U.S. includes the 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, the Northern Mariana Islands, and American Samoa. There are some exceptions, including cases where Medicare may pay for services you get while on board a ship within the territorial waters adjoining the land areas of the U.S. Medicare may pay for inpatient hospital, doctor, or ambulance services you get in a foreign country in these rare cases. You're in the U.S. when an emergency occurs, and the foreign hospital is closer than the nearest U.S. hospital that can treat your medical condition. You're traveling through Canada without unreasonable delay by the most direct route between Alaska and another U.S. state when a medical emergency occurs, and the Canadian hospital is closer than the nearest U.S. hospital that can treat the emergency. You live in the U.S. and the foreign hospital is closer to your home than the nearest U.S. hospital that can treat your medical condition, regardless of whether an emergency exists. Medicare may cover medically necessary ambulance transportation to a foreign hospital only with admission for medically necessary covered inpatient hospital services. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. The Part B deductible applies. Urgently needed care. Medicare covers urgently needed care to treat a sudden illness or injury that isn't a medical emergency. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for your doctor or other health care provider services, and a co-payment in a hospital outpatient setting. The Part B deductible applies. Virtual check-ins. Medicare covers virtual check-ins, also called brief communication technology-based services, with your doctor or certain other practitioners, like nurse practitioners or physician assistants, using audio and video communication technology, like your phone or a computer. Your doctor can also conduct remote assessments using photo or video images you sent for review to see whether you need to go to the doctor's office. Your doctor or other provider can respond to you by phone, virtual delivery, secure text message, email, or patient portal. You can use these services if you have met these conditions. You have talked to your doctor or other provider about starting these types of visits. The virtual check-in must not be related to a medical visit within the past 7 days and must not lead to the medical visit within the next 24 hours, or the soonest appointment available. You must verbally consent to the virtual check-in, and your consent must be documented in your medical record. Your doctor may get one consent for a year's worth of these services. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for your doctor or other health care provider services. The Part B deductible applies. Preventive service. Welcome to Medicare Preventive Visit. During the first 12 months that you have Part B, you can get a Welcome to Medicare Preventive Visit. The visit includes a review of your medical and social history related to your health. It also includes education and counseling about preventive services, including certain screenings, shots or vaccines, like flu, pneumococcal, and other recommended shots or vaccines, and referrals for other care, if needed. When you make your appointment, let your doctor's office know that you'd like to schedule your Welcome to Medicare Preventive Visit. You pay nothing for the Welcome to Medicare Preventive Visit if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment. New. If you have a current prescription for opioids, your provider will review your potential risk factors for opioid use disorder, evaluate your severity of pain and current treatment plan, provide information on non-opioid treatment options, and may refer you to a specialist, if appropriate. Your provider will also review your potential risk factors for substance use disorder and refer you for treatment, if needed. Important. If your doctor or other healthcare provider performs additional tests or services during the same visit that Medicare doesn't cover under this preventive benefit, you may have to pay coinsurance, and the Part B deductible may apply. If Medicare doesn't cover the additional tests or services, like a routine physical exam, you may have to pay the full amount. Preventive service, yearly, wellness, visit. If you've had Part B for longer than 12 months, you can get a yearly, wellness, visit to develop or update your personalized plan to prevent disease or disability based on your current health and risk factors. The yearly, wellness, visit isn't a physical exam. Medicare covers this visit once every 12 months. Your provider will ask you to fill out a questionnaire, called a health risk assessment, as part of this visit. Answering these questions can help you and your provider develop a personalized prevention plan to help you stay healthy and get the most out of your visit. New. Your provider will also perform a cognitive assessment to look for signs of dementia, including Alzheimer's disease. Signs of cognitive impairment include trouble remembering, learning new things, concentrating, managing finances, and making decisions about your everyday life. If your provider thinks you may have cognitive impairment, Medicare covers a separate visit to do a more thorough review of your cognitive function and check for conditions like dementia, depression, anxiety, or delirium. See page 34. New. If you have a current prescription for opioids, your provider will perform services during your visit. See the new flag on page 53 to learn more. Note. Your first yearly wellness visit can't take place within 12 months of your Part B enrollment or your Welcome to Medicare preventive visit. However, you don't need to have had a Welcome to Medicare preventive visit to qualify for a yearly wellness visit. You pay nothing for the yearly wellness visit if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment. Important. If your doctor or other healthcare provider performs additional tests or services during the same visit that Medicare doesn't cover under this preventive benefit, you may have to pay a co-insurance, and the Part B deductible may apply. If Medicare doesn't cover the additional tests or services, like a routine physical exam, you may have to pay the full amount.